Temptation isn't a subject that we like to talk about because secretly we're afraid that it's just us. Why am I having these bad thoughts? Why do these desires keep coming at me? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Scenario: you've just had a huge temptation overwhelm you, and as you're walking into church, you look around and feel so guilty because everyone else appears to have their act together. They look so normal. And so Satan stokes that fire in you with the lie that it's just you. You're weak. You're not good enough. That's why you're being tempted. You're an imposter, not a Christian at all. You don't belong here amongst these saints. We need to deal with those lies once and for all. In fact, let's allow Jesus to deal with them, because he said this to his disciples, Luke chapter 17, verse 1. Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. Now, we'll deal with the second half of that verse tomorrow. For the moment, let's focus on the first bit. What did Jesus say? Did I hear him right? Temptations to sin are sure to come. That sounds like a rock-solid guarantee to me, straight from Jesus' own lips. In fact, the more you set your heart on living your life for him, the more the devil's going to tempt you. Temptation itself isn't a sin. Everyone you know who loves Jesus is tempted just as you are. Hey, Jesus was tempted just as you are. So don't let the devil deceive you with his lies, because the truth is that temptations are sure to come, guaranteed. That's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, Jesus died on that cross so that your sins could be completely forgiven. He rose again to give you a new life. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.